Chapter 12.
And that's my summary.
Tahir finished. He sat at the conference table. Allison rubbed her temples as she looked at Mason, Drizzy, Tahir, Hannah, and Ava.
You know, this was supposed to be our slow time. Everyone was supposed to relax and train a little, enjoy the winter, and now we've gone from dealing with guys firing anti-magic bullets to some unknown magicals interested in Omni. Next year, I'll simply have Ava schedule us constant jobs. At least we'll know what to expect.
Her assistant continued to type her notes.
I have turned down some well-paying jobs, Miss Brownstone. It'll be easy to do.
She chuckled. I'll take that under advisement.
The way things are turning out, I wouldn't be surprised if Ava showed up in my office next week and asked us to help her rescue a long-lost daughter.
The message might not mean anything all that important,
Mason suggested with a shrug.
It might even be a mistake or a coincidence.
The infomancer shook his head.
Too many points of data suggest otherwise. Omni's unusual nature is a major red flag, and combined with the fake account and the magical protection, that at least suggests people of decent means are interested in him, and that could be trouble. The pictures sent matched too closely for this to be a case of simple mistaken identity. No, whoever sent that message is definitely interested in Omni, and has some decent magical ability, including infomancy.
Hannah scoffed. Skulking around with fake accounts. Talk about bad fur feather scale parents. I don't have fake accounts.
I do,
he noted with a shrug. Well, I'm the mommy and you're only the boyfriend. Allison sighed.
I'm sure they probably are bad pet parents, but we have to face the truth that Omni is something unusual. If they're sniffing around, we need to look into this more. We literally don't know what we're dealing with. I've thought for a while now that something like this might come. I hoped it wouldn't come quite so soon, but it is what it is.
Why do we have to look into it, though? The fox complained. If we ignore it, they'll go away.
I doubt that, she replied.
They'll confront us eventually if we don't,
Mason replied with a shrug.
If they are already taking these kinds of measures to hide who they are, it screams some shady organization that lost something important. After what happened with Project Revenant, for all we know, Omni's some sort of government experiment. They're a chameleon spy dog or something.
Drizzy nodded.
I'm not saying this involves dark wizards, but you all know how the Seventh Order devised plans over decades. Some bastards are bloody patient, especially magicals.
I fully intend to spend additional time investigating, Tahir confirmed. But I wanted to clear it with you first, Allison, in case I brought trouble down upon myself or the company. I can't say it's impossible. I don't know who we're dealing with.
Go ahead and do your thing.
Allison frowned.
We've let this slide for far too long. We should have discovered what Omni was and where he came from a long time ago. That's the only way to make sure we're all safe, including him. I know it's tough. These days, you never know if something's more dangerous than it appears. A simple artifact might be a doomsday device in the wrong hands. But Brownstone security is supposed to make the city safer. And I have to be aware of the dangers Omni might represent.
Hannah muttered something under her breath. She glared at Tahir, and it was obvious he wouldn't get any for a while. To his credit, he returned his angry girlfriend's glare with a calm look. Her boss glanced at her.
Hannah, you also need to face the reality that depending on what Omni is, you might have to give him up for either your safety or the safety of others.
No way, no how. And safety? What are you talking about? Hannah shook her head. I don't care if he is a government project. He hasn't killed campers or even growled at anyone when we go on walks. He's way nicer than most of the other pets I see in my neighborhood. There's zero evidence that he's dangerous, and it's not like I'm home all day to watch him. If he wanted to sneak out and eat kids or something, he's had plenty of opportunities. She pointed at Tahir. He even had those cameras on him for a while.
Those only made it so he couldn't transform.
Allison replied.
Maybe they limited his ability to also turn into anything dangerous.
Maybe. But it wasn't like he walked around and got on the computer and ordered 1,000 pounds of Indian food as a prank when I wasn't there. She sighed. I won't give him up because someone is looking for him. That's not good enough. Not after all this time. Just because he transforms doesn't mean he's dangerous. It only means he's cool.
I understand that. And I understand where you're coming from.
Her boss shrugged.
I'm only saying you should at least prepare yourself for the possibility.
You need to be mature about this, Hannah. This isn't me saying you need to take care of old Yeller yourself, only that he might need to be handled by someone with the appropriate training. Old Yeller? The fox's expression turned quizzical. And I handle him fine.
Never mind. It's not important, but prepare, okay? Or at least think about preparing for the possibility.
Allison drew a deep breath. I'm half convinced Omni has some kind of fox-like charm ability the way Hannah fawns over him, but it's not like she doesn't have a weakness for cute things.
Hannah harumphed.
I'll prepare for the small possibility, but I won't agree to anything without decent information, and not some suspicious liars who are looking for Omni.
She shook a fist.
And I'll only give him up if, like, it's necessary to save the world, or I have reason to believe his original owners, who couldn't even keep him from getting lost, aren't total suspicious assholes. So far, they haven't done much to convince me of that. I'm damned lucky to have such a special pet, and short of going to Orisaren, I don't think I'll find another one that cool ever.
Need to save the world? Drycey snickered. What if you only need to give him up to save a city? What would you do then?
I don't know. It depends on the city.
She shrugged.
We could do with fewer cities.
The Welsh witch laughed. The sad part is, I'm not sure if she's joking or not, but we need to get this situation under control one way or another.
Allison frowned in thought. I wonder if we should reach out to someone.
Tahir frowned.
Such as who?
I don't know. The PDA, maybe? Fish and Wildlife? Noah?
She shrugged. If the PDA were tracking this animal, they would probably have already asked for your assistance, he observed. Or they would have responded to my ads when I first posted them. I find it hard to believe they wouldn't have actively searched for something like that.
She looked at Ava.
And no one's reached out recently. Maybe you merely wanted to give me a little break?
The woman shook her head.
No one from the PDA has passed any information to us or made any requests that might suggest they're looking for a creature similar to Miss Sugimoto's pet.
She responded,
and I can assure you I would never filter PDA information even if I thought you were overworked, Miss Brownstone.
Okay, fair enough, just checking.
And as has been pointed out, efforts such as Project Revenant suggest we might not want to attract the government's attention if possible,
Tahir suggested.
While I trust Agent Latherby, we can't be certain that every government agency or agent is as dedicated to the welfare of citizens. Hannah might be right. Omni might not be dangerous, but that might only be because he's not been modified by some government program.
Allison sighed and nodded. I worry that we're sitting on a time bomb. After that crap with Raven, I was reminded of how even a few magicals can cause trouble if they get their hands on the right crap.
Omni's a time bomb?
Hannah rolled her eyes.
Why? Because someone wants him? How has he gone so long without hurting someone if he's so dangerous? It's hard for me to think of him as deadly when he's not only adorable, but he's also never actually done anything mean or threatening.
Maybe no one's given him a reason to hurt anyone,
Drycey commented with a shrug.
That doesn't mean he won't be a right angry bastard and ready to kill if someone does. I've known many people with sweet dogs who would tear your throat out if you threatened their owner.
Yeah, kind of like my dad,
Allison agreed.
The reality is that we have to deal with the implications of the message,
Mason commented.
At the minimum, it means someone knows Omni's in the Seattle area. We already know he's hard to track, but that at least narrows the area down if they weren't sure.
How easy can it be to find a little brown animal who can change shape?
Hannah asked with a shrug.
I only take him for a walk in dog form most of the time, and he's tiny.
It depends on how lucky they are,
he replied.
If they knew what they were looking for, they could also hack cameras or drones to help accelerate the process.
Tahir nodded.
There was little identifying information in my original posts asking about him. There was nothing to help demarcate particular portions of the city. So even if whoever sent the response has the original messages, they don't have anything more specific than Seattle proper. Even if they exclude certain neighborhoods due to baseline socioeconomic filters, that leaves considerable ground to cover.
We've been able to track people, and we're not a huge company, which means they might be able to achieve something similar.
Allison took a deep breath.
I think I'll have to go a little with Hannah's gut on this.
The fox's expression brightened, and she clasped her hands together. Really? I mean, that's right. Listen to Hot Fox, I know what's up. Time for the pro-Omni party to rise.
Really?
Tahir echoed, and doubt filled his voice. He offered his girlfriend an apologetic look.
It's not that I don't enjoy Omni, but I think some valid concerns have been raised. I'm not saying I agree with all of Hannah's arguments, but I'm not about to trust somebody who has already lied to us via the account they're using. She explained. I want us to be able to approach these people with more information, so we have some kind of context to begin negotiations. I don't think that's crazy or irresponsible. She looked around. Mason nodded, along with the infomancer. Drysy shrugged. She looked more amused than worried. Delight had suffused Hannah's face. You haven't responded at all to the message in any way?
Allison asked. Tahir shook his head.
No, I haven't. I wanted to get everyone's input before I committed us all to a potentially dangerous course of action.
Then I suggest you should respond with a lie. She shrugged. Tell them you already gave Omni away. That will at least put them off our scent and give us time to find more information.
Drysy ran her tongue inside her cheek.
Tell them you gave him to a wizard collector from out of the country. I don't know, Cyprus or something.
Mason laughed.
Cyprus?
What do you want me to say, bloody Wales? She snorted. The point is somewhere unusual and where it'll be harder for them to investigate. I know a thing or two about laying down a false trail. These days, with magic and things like the trains, people can't dismiss unusual country connections for magicals.
Their boss nodded.
Whatever, or pick Oregon, but make it seem like you don't have Omni anymore. If they want contact information for the person you allegedly passed him on to, say you don't have any. It's not like you've claimed to be a breeder. There's no reason for you to carefully track who a stray dog went to, and if they ask anything strange or hint about his abilities, we'll have at least gained more information.
Tahir nodded.
And if they press the issue without revealing more information?
I trust in your and Hannah's ability to make up a convincing lie. She shrugged. They don't know anything right now other than that you put up some ads for a lost puppy months ago and then pulled them down.
Ava cleared her throat.
And you're sure that you don't think the creature is a danger?
Allison shook her head. I'm not sure about that at all. But right now, he has months of being a good boy as evidence in his favor.
The fox smiled.
Exactly. He's a good boy. He's all the good boys in one.
And if he turns out to be a bad boy?
Girls love bad boys, she countered.
The infomancer snorted.
Does that make me a bad boy?
She winked.
Yes,